Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
According to a recent study from the CDC, nearly half of the older American adults will develop symptomatic osteoarthritis in at least one knee. And fortunately, there are many treatment options available, including partial knee replacement. My guest is Dr. Samuel Park. He's a certified orthopedic surgeon with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Park.
Thank you.
Knees, so fragile, so important. They take the brunt of almost everything we do upright. And so tell us what causes the majority of knee problems.
Sure. In the older population, the most knee problems are caused by wear and tear arthritis, what we call osteoarthritis. Very similar to hip arthritis. It's basically we overused our knee and it's starting to break down a bit.
Okay. So it's, you know, you break it down. It's something that occurs with age, osteoarthritis. It's a breakdown of whatever's going on in there, whether it's cartilage or, you know, some kind of a bony thing. It's going on. Then people also damage their knees, you know, doing improper lifting. They do, you know, all kinds of things.
Sure.
So they've got knee pain. What would send them to see you?
Mainly is knee pain that's been lasting for a long time. That's not controlled by simple measures such as physical therapy, maybe taking some Tylenol or ibuprofen, where they just have continual knee pain, whereas they start to have difficulty doing their activities they want to. They're walking, sleeping, playing golf.
Now, typically, people have, you know, when they start to notice some of these things, sometimes they even notice fluid. You know, a lot of people have fluid on the knee.
Correct.
And are you, you know, do you tell people when their knees are bothering them just generally ice? Everyone wants to know. Ice, heat, to wrap it, to not wrap it. Give us a little bit of knee advice here.
Sure. Heat and ice is really whatever makes the patient more comfortable. It would not change the nature of disease. If your knee is obviously inflamed, icing it calms the inflammation down. It also makes it feel better. But some people feel that heat makes it feel better. It doesn't really change the natural evolution of the disease. So whatever I say is comfortable for the patient is a reasonable thing to do. A reasonable option is to heat before you exercise to kind of warm everything up. And after you've gone on a long walk or exercise, try to cool everything down with ice.
And what about wrapping your knee? There's so many knee braces on the market.
Sure. That's been extensively studied and really quite don't know how it works. It makes a lot of patients symptomatically, or it makes the patients feel better. Most of the studies point out that when you put a knee brace on, it gives you extra proprioception around the knee, which means because that neoprene brace or that sleeve is on your knee, you kind of know where your knee is in space, so you have a little bit more comfort. The added benefit is because that stimulation in your skin, it basically causes your brain to experience less pain. The knee internally is innervated with the same kind of nerves externally. So when you stimulate the skin, the knee pain internally is actually, that information is a little cross-wired. That's why when you put on those Bengay kind of creams on your skin, you actually feel better because basically you're having excess information to kind of deaden the pain information go to your brain. So it helps symptomatically, but again, it does not change the nature of the disease.
Okay, so if they come to you and they've tried everything else, and now it's time for at least a partial knee replacement, what are we talking about? Because the knee is broken up into different compartments.
Correct.
So break that down for us, if you would, Dr. Park.
Sure. The knee is mainly three departments. There's the inner side, which we call the medial compartment, and the outer side we call the lateral compartment. And there's the compartment behind your kneecap. I would say about 20 to 30% of the current patients have medial-only arthritis, which is the inner one-third of your knee. And often these are traditionally replaced by total knee replacements. I personally believe a better option is to do a partial knee replacement or just replace that one damaged side.
What's involved in that?
It's a pretty simple procedure. It's an outpatient procedure if the patient's healthy. We essentially take about 3 to 4 millimeters of bone off the femur, or the top of your leg bone, and about 4 millimeters off the bottom part of your leg knee, which is your tibia. We replaced that with metal and plastic, and the ACL and the PCL and all the other ligaments are spared. So it's a pretty quick recovery and a pretty reasonable thing to do.
Wow, you know, that really is amazing. And so when you do a partial knee replacement, is it then a reasonable thought for the person that they might one day need the full-on knee replacement, or no, this might just do its job?
The longevity of a partial knee and a total knee are almost equivalent. Most of the studies point out to a couple percentage points lower on the partial, but usually the partials are done in the younger patients, and the data might be skewed because of that fact.
Who is a candidate for partial?
Anyone with isolated medial knee arthritis. So I have a distribution is a little different, and you have to hold, go through the kind of the process of how to decide. Around 65, the best candidate is someone with only isolated medial knee arthritis. People with pain only on their medial side or the inner side of the knee. As you get younger or older, those restrictions are a little bit relaxed. Pretend you're a 45-year-old and you have medial side knee arthritis. Take x-rays and a slight damage to your patellofemoral with a compartment under your kneecap and the lateral, which is the outside of your knee. With those people, the option is partial or a total. I prefer to do a partial because 5, 10 years, 15 years down the line, you could simply replace a partial to a total without much difficulty. But to give a total knee replacement to a 45-year-old, that's a big problem because 15 to 20 years down the line, they're going to need a revision surgery. So my younger patients, I kind of loosen those restrictions a bit in order to use that as a bridging operation. Also, my older patients who are around 75, 80, who want a smaller procedure done and aren't as active, say, as a 60-year-old, I do a partial also, even though they have slight hints of arthritis on the lateral side, because they will never get to a point where the lateral side is so symptomatic they want a future revision surgery.
And what if arthritis does develop in those parts of the knee that have not been replaced?
Basically, you convert the partial to a total.
Okay, so you actually take out the partial that you had already put in.
Right, and the surgical technique is almost identical as doing a primary knee, so it's not that much different than doing a total knee.
And the surgical procedure itself, mm-hmm. you said that it was outpatient?
Correct.
Is this a fully anesthetized surgery?
Most patients are either under a spinal or fully anesthetized. They wake up very comfortable with a very mild, probably mild to moderate pain, and they go home about an hour or two after surgery.
Wow, that is really amazing. And just a little bit, you know, people think when they get replacements of any joint, you know, that the material that they're getting is, you know, going to set off the x-ray machines at the airport, or speak about that just a little bit.
It's not really a big deal. Usually now the TSAs have a full body scan, so they kind of see the prostheses. Oftentimes these are internal and they don't set off body scans. There's no special card or anything that you need. Basically, if you do set off a scan, they just pull you aside and wave that magic wand, and you tell them you have a knee replacement or a hip replacement, and they let you go on your merry way.
But the material itself, is it a plastic? Is it an alloy? What is it?
Most of the components are cobalt chrome. All the manufacturers are slightly different, but most of them are cobalt chrome.
Wow, that is really something. And so now, in about a minute and a half,
Sure. Speak
about the knees for us, Dr. Park. Your very best advice for keeping good, strong knees, and then really, you know, about the partial knee replacement.
Sure. First of all, the partial knee replacement, I think it's an excellent surgery for the right patient. Most of my patients who had a partial knee on one side and a total knee on the other side prefer the partial knee. And if you ask them why, they feel like the partial knee feels like the normal knee, because the ACL and the PCL and any of the ligaments are not cut, as opposed to a total, which they are. Because of that, the normal kinematics or the normal motion of the knee is restored, allows for quicker recovery and a more functional and stable knee replacement. In terms of keeping a knee healthy, most important is to keep active and keep your weight down. The knee experiences about 4 to 7 times your body weight when it's going up and down stairs. So keeping our body as healthy as possible and being as active as possible is the best way to treat your knee.
certainly the best ways to treat your knee, keeping as active as possible, you know, keeping a good healthy weight, you know, doing exercises properly. These are all really great bits of advice from Dr. Samuel Park. He's a certified orthopedic surgeon with Mission Hospital. For more information about Dr. Park or any of the services at Mission Hospital, you can go to mission4health.com. That's mission, the number 4health.com. We've been talking about partial knee replacement right here on Mission Radio. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.